Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Good morning, New Yorkers, and happy Friday. It is Friday. Rami LaVie on the Fan, filling in for Chris McMonagle, taking you all the way to 5 a.m. and the warm-up show. Call up at 877-337-6666. We got a loaded show, only 2.5 hours to do it. March Madness started today. Let's talk more college basketball, shall we? Just kidding. We might get to it a little bit later. The Jets are back-to-back off-season champions, baby! Woo! I'm excited about that. The Rangers and the Devils had big wins, a hat trick for Panarin in Boston. The Knicks finished out west, taking 3 of 4 out west. But opening day is now officially less than a week away, as it's Friday now. Opening day for the two local teams is on Thursday. So we're less than a week away from opening day for the Yankees and for the Mets. And the Mets made a big signing, a big splash for them, signing J.D. Martinez late last night, which, by the way, was announced on a Frank the Tank comment on Instagram. Frank the Tank posted an Instagram post, and J.D. Martinez himself announced he was coming to the Mets in the comment section, which I love. That's great. He could definitely handle New York. We'll tell you what else that means for the Mets, but there's a big cloud hanging over Major League Baseball right now. And that is the story that came out over the last couple days in Sewell. It's a problem. What's happened with Major League Baseball? Major League Baseball is in major trouble right now, and Rob Manfred is not the right person to get them out of trouble. I don't trust in him. Here are the headlines from their big opening series. There was a bomb threat for the players. Thank God that was taken care of. There was a 3 a.m. local start. If you're a Dodgers fan or a San Diego Padres fan, the game started at 3 a.m., which I know that's what time it is now, but that's opening day. And about 3:09, the first batter reached base on a pitch clock violation and then was thrown out. Well, actually stole second base and was called back on umpire interference. So that was great to watch to start. But none of it compares to the scandal we had come down now 2 nights ago late with Shohei Ohtani. And I know everyone's talked about it, so allow me to be the last to talk about this. This is a big problem for Major League Baseball. It goes back. We hear the first story. The story changes twice. Well, first Shohei Ohtani said, hey, I'm just helping a friend out. He had a gambling debt. I had to pay it. Help him out. That was the first story that came out from Shohei Ohtani's camp. Then he says, oh no, he stole $4.5 million from me, because Shohei Ohtani wouldn't have noticed if $4.5 million was stolen from him. And then the last, most recent, late last night, a news story comes out on ESPN claiming that Shohei Ohtani never even knew until Ipe Mitsuyama, who is his interpreter, stood up in front of the team and told them he has a severe gambling issue and that he stole money to pay off his own gambling debts from Shohei Ohtani, and Ohtani never knew about it until it was he stood up in front of the team and told him. All this does right now is this opens up a federal investigation for Shohei Ohtani, and it subjects him to his friend, his interpreter, to federal crime. And right now, Rob Manfred is going to be the one to get us out of this. This is just the latest story that happened with Major League Baseball under Rob Manfred's watch. Taking you back to the Astros scandal and how he mishandled that. The lockout and how he mishandled that. The rule changes, some of them were handled properly and I think went well. Others weren't. The uniforms are a mess this year. That's not even the biggest problem. This guy never has the pulse of the players. He never has the pulse of the fans, clearly. And he's supposed to clean up this mess? And the one constant with Rob Manfred throughout all these problems with Major League Baseball has been he's hid until it's been too late. He's never addressed anything head on. He waits until the problem exacerbates and grows and grows and grows, and now it's out of control. He cannot do this here. This is going to become a bigger problem before Major League Baseball steps in and fix it. That's what history has told us. That's what this commissioner has told us. 877-337-6666. Again, Major League Baseball has its biggest story be something other than baseball. And now the guy caught in the middle of it is not the guy on the back end of the roster, is not a guy who was just talking, not a bat boy, not someone who was putting a couple of bucks on a game because he needed money. It's the superstar, by far the most popular player in the league. A league that has struggled terribly with marketing has a guy now who is the face of the league, who is marketing, they market him globally, and now he's caught up in the middle of a major scandal. And whether he's innocent or not doesn't matter because it's going to come back on him. If he made those payments for Matsuhara, if Shohei Ohtani made those payments for him, then that deserves a suspension. Then he paid an illegal gambler. And if the money was stolen from him and they really cover this up, are we that naive that we're going to think that that's what happened? I'm sorry, maybe I'm wrong. But this is now a cloud that hangs over the league and Rob Manfred has to deal with it. And the league has to open up an investigation right now. They can't wait. And the problem is if they investigate Shohei Ohtani and they find something, it's the worst case scenario. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you do nothing and you sit by idly, then you're basically taking the entire integrity of the game and throwing it out the window. But if you do investigate him and you find something and you have to punish the best player in the league, the guy who is the face of the league, that's an even bigger issue. Major League Baseball struggles so much with their marketing. And I know locally here in New York, we love the game. We love baseball. That's great. The game's in a tough spot. The game is in a fragile place. And this could take down Major League Baseball. This is a legit problem for Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball and Shohei Ohtani. Finally, you have a guy who you market. Finally, he makes more money in advertising deals, in marketing deals, than he was making until this point, before this new contract, on the field, and by far more than anyone else. It's hard to think that a guy who's performing so well, doing something we haven't done, the best baseball player we've seen since Babe Ruth, has this crippling addiction that it's his problem or even his best friend that he's dealing with. But it's possible. This is what happens. He can cover it up. I'm not accusing him. I don't know what's happening.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But there's something going on here, and I don't think we have the full truth. And however Major League Baseball handles this is going to be an issue for Major League Baseball. Like I said, here in New York, not that big a problem. Everyone watches baseball still. But remember the Forbes article that came out last year? Major League Baseball is built on regional TV deals. It's built on everything that goes around the country with the TV deals. That's where the money comes from. You already see in free agency this offseason, owners not willing to spend the way they were used to. Other than the LA Dodgers, owners are not throwing money at players the way they did. There are smaller deals. We already seen the problems with the San Diego Padres baseball network, dropping them, and now their own MLB is running their network. Remember that Forbes article said only 11,000 people are watching daily in Tampa. This is where the league gets their money. And to think that the biggest name in the sport could be involved in a scandal that takes down the game is not out of the realm of possibility. That when we look at sports, when we look at Major League Baseball and sports in general, we think, we grew up with this. This league will never die. But we are at a point where this could kill the league entirely. This is a global superstar that is caught up in a major scandal that affects the integrity of the game. Whether he gambled or not, whether it was on Major League Games or not. And to think he didn't gamble on Major League Games is naive. Or at least his translator was gambling on them and we didn't know. Or that Shohei Ohtani didn't know is naive. I don't know what's going to happen. But this is huge. And it puts such a cloud over opening day again. Another year where baseball is sitting under a heavy cloud of a story, a topic that's not baseball related. And it sucks because I'm sitting here on WFAN in New York City. JD Martinez just signed with the Mets. I'm excited to talk about that. I'm excited to talk baseball. I'm excited for the season with the Yankees. I'm excited for the season, what's going to be with the Mets. This is going to be a fun baseball season. But right now, there's a giant cloud hanging over it. And I don't know how Rob Manfred's going to fix it. And I don't trust that he's going to do a good job of fixing it, because nothing he's done so far as the commissioner of Major League Baseball gives me the confidence that he will. Jack, look at us. Nobody's got it better than us, right? We're just talking sports in New York City, greatest city in the world, greatest radio station in the world. Opening day, what, a week away? And nobody's got it better than you, the callers. 877-337-6666. You could call in, talk about this right now. But I mentioned that I'm excited for opening day. So before we get any further, I do want to talk about JD Martinez because I am fired up for this signing. And you know what this tells me? The JD Martinez signing proves that the Mets are not punting on the season. So all the callers, everyone who came up here and said, oh, the Mets are punting on the season, we don't care. It's not happening. The Mets are going for it. And it tells me that if they need to, if they're close, they'll spend at the deadline too. They put the finishing touches on this lineup. And if you don't believe me, check out this starting lineup for the New York Mets right now. The projected starting lineup right now, Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, JD Martinez, Francisco Alvarez, Starling Marte, Brett Beatty, and Harrison Bader. Where is the hole in that lineup? JD Martinez was the perfect signing for this team, and it tells me more than just the signing itself, but it tells me that they are not giving up on this season like so many people thought. They are maybe not as all in as the Dodgers, and how's that working out for them? You see the Yamamoto start? I know no one saw it. It was at 5 o'clock in the morning, but he stunk. Shohei Ohtani's caught up in a mess, as you just heard me yell about. The New York Mets are going to be a playoff team. Their bullpen's really good. Their defense is really good. I don't know. You tell me. 877-337-6666. Let's start with my guy, Rocco in Saratoga. Rocco, good morning. You are on the fan.
Good morning, Rob. You're sounding good on the other side of the glass. Yes, indeed.
I appreciate
love the
it,
enthusiasm.
Rocco.
Definitely. I love the JD signing by the Mets. Alonso's going to hit 50 bombs this year with him backing them up. They can't pitch around.
And in a contract year.
Bear. Yeah, and they can't, right, contract year, and they won't be able to pitch around the polar bear. JD is a professional hitter. We know that. You remember with the Red Sox, and, you know, I'm a Yankee fan too, so I remember him. But, and he had a good season last year. He hit 33 dingers. I mean, you know, so he still, he can hit. So now that Mets lineup is strong, Rom. It's strong. Go up and down it. Where's the weak spot? Really?
Yeah,
even
I
Beta
believe
in the nine hole.
Exactly.
Is, yeah.
Nimmo's going to be better, bad. I think. McNeil can't be much worse than he was last
I
year.
I hope not.
Lindor can be better. Alvarez looks back. Starling Marte looks healthy. He played winter ball. Like,
right.
I don't know.
That's
I,
the key.
I
That's
love
like,
this lineup.
Starling's got to be healthy this year. Last year, he wasn't healthy the whole season. After he came back from the groin, he wasn't right. You know, he just wasn't right. But if he's back, and I think he will be, he's another good hitter. You know, these guys, yeah, the weakest hitter. And we saw what Alvarez did last year as a rookie, right? So now with a season under his belt, yeah, I think, no, the Mets are in it. I think signing Severino was a big deal. And people like, Severino, you know. Nah, come on. He could be a frontline pitcher. He proved it. If he's healthy and he's back, he's going to surprise
every
people.
Time he's healthy.
Say,
he's been an ace.
Why the heck didn't we keep him? Why didn't we keep
Well,
him?
That's another story. Is it worth the risk? But for the Mets, it was low risk, right?
Yeah. Oh,
it was
absolutely.
Low risk, high reward. I love it,
nothing
and I think a change of scenery will be good for him.
Yeah, I agree, and nothing, and he has something to prove now, right?
I
he's
agree.
He's going to come and say, "Hey, Yanks, take a look, buddy. Look what you did. You let me go. I'll show you."
Exactly.
So he's got a lot going.
Rocco,
yeah, no, definitely.
Rocco, you got anything on the Ohtani news?
Oh, yeah. Come on. It's Ohtani gambling. His interpreter's placing the bets for him.
I can't tell. Yeah, I can't tell you that that's for sure.
The ball.
Yeah, I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that's for sure, but I'm not naive enough to think that it's impossible.
Right. Oh, it is. Hey, Rom, come on. Let's be mature and sensible. He didn't notice $4.5 million that floated out of his account. I'm not saying he's looking at his account every day, but doesn't he have accountants? Doesn't he have money managers that look at his account to make sure where the money goes?
Yeah, these were direct wires.
Players.
Yep. And by the way, if I had that kind of money in my account, I would be looking at it every day. I wouldn't mind.
Nah, he has a ton of money, but you still have an account manager. Look, I run a hedge fund. I talk to these rich guys. They have account managers that tell me how much is coming out and going in and tell them. They're not talking to me and saying, hey, Rock, here's $10 million, put it in. They have account managers that are saying, okay, Charlie told me that he wants to put another 10 in. Okay, he knows, I know, everyone knows. There's no way that Ohtani didn't know 4.5 went out of his account. And if he didn't, he's an idiot.
Yeah, and I don't believe he's an idiot.
This is to his money.
Yes, this
who's
is a guy.
Attention to his money. Come on.
Exactly. This is a guy who's.
I'm a New Yorker. We're too damn smart for this kind of nonsense.
I'm with Rocco. It doesn't make any sense to me. And by the way, before I let you go, how was the the mozzarella lunch date with your dentist?
Oh, you heard about the mozzarella.
I was here.
Of course you heard when I talked to C-Mac. Hey, they love the sticks. You know, the girls love the sticks.
Of course they do. Rocco. Good to talk to you, Rocco, as always. And yes, it is insane to think that he didn't know about this, that Ohtani was just naive enough not to know about this. I don't believe it. I really don't. I'm telling you right now, I think this guy knew what was going on, whether it was him doing the gambling or not. It's naive to think he didn't know what was going on. To think, especially the last story, the stories get weirder and weirder. The last one that came out on ESPN, he just found out about this when the rest of the team found out. When apparently representatives of the Dodgers put Ipe Mitsuhara up in front of the team and said, hey, tell everyone what's going on. Again, this isn't a handshake deal. This was one of these illegal bookies, a big guy who everyone knew what was happening. This doesn't make any, it's just not adding up. And for Major League Baseball to just turn their cheek or just turn away and say, no, it's not happening. Let's bury our heads in the sand. Let's hide from this. It's par for the course for everything Rob Manfred has done. And it's another issue that he's going to have to clean up. Another mess he's going to have to clean up. And I don't trust him to do it. Stuart, you're in Brooklyn. Stuart's up on the fan. Good morning, Stuart.
Hey. Good morning, Rami. What happened with Pete Rose back in 1989?
Exactly.
What happened with the man, Pete Rose, the all-time hits leader? And what happened? He made a deal, right? But they still suspended him from baseball for life. Now, this is what's got to happen. Shohei Ohtani has got to be suspended for life.
And that's a bigger problem, though. I agree with you. Here's the thing. Some of the best players in baseball, Pete Rose, suspended for life, not in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds, suspended for life, essentially, not in the Hall of Fame. The same thing has happened. He didn't actually have the suspension.
Let's say
but
this much. You don't make an exception to the rule.
You can't with this especially.
It's on the wall in every baseball clubhouse. You do not gamble. Period.
Exactly.
And Shohei Ohtani should not be allowed to play another baseball game. I don't give a damn. And Rob Manfred, you idiot, he's a piece of trash because he has done so many things to hurt the game of baseball with this stupid ghost around it, with this stupid pitch clock. If the players would stop being Ric Flair, styling and profiling, the game would be fine. The game wouldn't need all these stupid changes. And you want to know what? We have a stupid commissioner. We haven't had a good commissioner in God knows how long. Dave Vincent was a good commissioner. He took Pete Rose and threw him out. And these other guys, why is Bud Selig in the Hall of Fame? He oversaw all the whole steroid era.
Yep, and they did exactly what.
And they put him in the Hall of Fame?
Yep, and they did exactly what Rob Manfred is doing now. They buried their heads in the sand until it was too late. This is what Major League Baseball does. And it's a problem that's going to continue. And you mentioned it's in the clubhouse everywhere you go. I worked for Major League Baseball last summer. I sat there in MLB Network's headquarters. And I know because every time I knew I couldn't place a $5 bet on my FanDuel app or any other app on Major League Baseball, or I was fired immediately, no questions asked. They were tracking our Social Security numbers. They knew who was placing bets. They knew who wasn't. There is no... So, by the way, what that means is that the interpreter, who is not employed by Ohtani, but he's employed by Major League Baseball, he's employed by the Dodgers, it's illegal for him to gamble too. And you're going to tell me if he had $4 million in gambling debts, he wouldn't gamble on the thing that was easiest for him to gamble on, which is Major League Baseball? I just don't believe it. And it's another problem that Rob Manfred has to deal with. He already said he doesn't want to go beyond this contract. He doesn't want to be the commissioner anymore. And if I were him, I wouldn't either. He's had to deal with so much garbage, so much nonsense since becoming the commissioner. And unfortunately, I think he's failed at most of it. Some of the rule changes I like, some of them I dislike. I get that. But this guy has dealt with so much to this point. And this is just another problem. It's another blemish on his resume that's already full of stains. It's tough. Eddie's in Hackensack. Eddie, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Hey, man. How's it going tonight?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm all right. One thing, I don't think we could prove that he was, betting on gambling if he was using an illegal guy source, right? There's got to be no paper trail of that.
Well, no, he's under investigation now. That's how this whole story broke out, is that the bookie is under investigation now, and so they're going to find everything.
Maybe. That's if, you know, someone was dumb enough to actually write it down. But basically,
well,
they're
he's
not
dealing
good
with
at
this
gambling
kind of
at all.
This he's dealing with this kind of money. You don't think he was going to write it down? You don't think he had some sort of file that he's keeping things in?
No. Not if it's not legal. That's no way written down, and you're never going to see that original paper. But the real thing is, you know, he's obviously not very good at gambling. I could see if he was getting wired the money. You know, if he got wired $10 million from a bookie, that's one thing. But if you're sending it, he obviously doesn't have any kind of advantage
and that's
or any kind of knowledge about gambling.
That's what he's saying. He's saying that he was failing. Part of the story was the interpreter came out and said, you know, his name's Ipe Mitsuhara. I was chasing losses on, you know, overseas random games. You know, that was what he was saying. But you think if he was in that much of a hole, and I don't know if you heard yesterday, Craig Carton was on with the Afternoon Guys, and again, he can speak from experience. He said, if you're in that much of a hole, like, you're going to turn to what is closest to you, to what you know the best. Like, if you're that desperate at that point, so you think he didn't gamble on baseball to try and cover his other losses?
Very, very hard to say. Especially,
I agree that it's hard to say. I don't know either way. We can't prove it either way, and thank you for the call, Eddie. But right now, to be naive... Baseball can't be naive and bury their head in the sand and just throw this under the rug. He's too important of a player. The league is in too fragile of a position right now with how the league's been handled and where the league is going the last few years to just turn away, look the other way. 877-337-6666. All right. The Mets, I told you, they're going to be a playoff team, especially with the addition of J.D. Martinez. So let's talk about that on the other side. As the Mets, I think, not only are a playoff team for sure, I think they can compete for a World Series. I'll tell you why. I'll also tell you one of the keys to the Yankee season this year, why I think this Jets offseason is even better than last year's offseason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to
every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.